This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Margarito Cardenas. Date of birth is June 22, 1969. Case ID number is 518-4794. Date of exam, March 23, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/3/2023. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old separated male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral knee swelling, comma, headaches, comma, back problems, comma, and liver problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a forklift driver for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant states that sometimes he worked 16 hours per day. At the present time, he lives in another person's house and is not paying rent, but is taking care of the home in lieu of rent. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number 1, knee swelling. Number 2, headaches. Number 3, back problems. Number 4, liver problems. History of allegations. Number 1, knee swelling. The claimant states that in 2015, he started to develop swelling in both knees. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, but did receive 1 steroid injection. However, the claimant states he did feel a little better from the knees, but his blood glucose levels were very elevated, and he had difficulty controlling his hyperglycemia. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. The claimant states that he never learned how to write and is illiterate at this time. Assistive devices. He does have a cane that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Alfonso Ochoa. At the present time, he's on Celebrex 100 milligrams BID, Baclofen 10 milligrams QD, and Indomethacin 25 milligrams/0.75 milligrams/215 milligrams QD. The claimant states that the only physical activity he does is watering the plants and minor chores around the house. Allegation number 2, headaches. The claimant states that since 2013, he has had severe migraine versus tension headaches. He states the character of the pain is a dull, pulsating pain located in the occipital and frontal areas, which usually lasts for 2 hours when he does have a headache. He states he has headaches every other day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, photophobia, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, and poor vision. He has not officially been diagnosed with migraine headaches, but does state that he has the headaches all the time. And this may either be a migraine headache versus tension headaches. The claimant is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD and Advil 500 milligrams Qdene, which he takes whenever he has a headache. It takes him approximately 30 minutes to respond to the medication. Allegation number 3, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he was lifting a 50-pound box and developed lumbar sacral back pain. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates radiates down both legs. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 25 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and watering the plants. His physician is Dr. Alfonso Ochoa. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. The claimant, as noted earlier, is presently taking Celebrex 100 milligrams BID, baclofen 10 milligrams QD, and indomethacin 25 milligrams /0.75 milligrams /250 milligrams QD in a combination pill. The claimant states that an MRI was performed many years ago, and he was told that he had multiple small herniated discs of the lumbar sacral back area with radiculitis. He was diagnosed with lumbago, secondary to multiple small herniated discs of lumbar sacral spine with bilateral radiculitis. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 4, liver problems. The claimant states that in 2022, he presented to a clinic to see his physician, and he was told he had cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. The claimant suffers from gastritis and heartburn and states that the location of the discomfort is in the esophageal area, which radiates up to the throat. He states he rarely has pain in the right upper quadrant. He states the discomfort can last for 1 hour, and he has these symptoms approximately 2 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, hematemesis, and weakness. He has also lost 50 pounds in the last year. He is food intolerant to chili and flour products. He was diagnosed with esophagitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and cirrhosis of the liver. He is presently on pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD and has been told never to drink again. Family history. His father died at the age of 22, but he does not know of what etiology. His mother is 92 and suffers from heart failure and hypertension. Medications, Celebrex 100 milligrams BID, baclofen 10 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, indomethacin 25 milligrams /75 milligrams /250 milligrams QD in a combination pill, betamethasone QD, multiple vitamin QD, pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, hydrocortisone cream 1% QD, Preservision, AREP2, multiple vitamin QD for eye vision. Major surgeries, none. Tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 1 year only. Alcohol, the claimant states he drank 30 beers per day for 40 years. He quit in 2022. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant has had alcoholic hepatitis but denies any infectious hepatitis. He denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 201 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and 1 fourth inches tall, BP 143 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 71 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33, general. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his niece. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils revealed a dark fundi. The claimant states he does have macular degeneration and is unable to see well. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. The claimant does not have any teeth on the lower part of his mouth area. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20 over 200. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 17 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20 over 200. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. And binocular corrected is 20 over 200. The claimant does suffer from macular degeneration, and he has been told that nothing can be done for his eyesight. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not oriented times three, but had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair and he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. The claimant presented with his niece who gave most of the information. Reflexes of the patella and the ankle were 1 plus for the left side and 2 plus for the right, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of his knees. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulders where flexion and elevation and abduction was only 120 degrees bilaterally. The claimant also has decreased flexion of both knees at 100 degrees. Straight leg raise examined the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a cane in order to ambulate with. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical for the patellar and Achilles. The claimant had plus 1 reflexes on the left side and plus 2 on the right side. But reflexes were normal for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexter finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally, and the claimant has difficulty in opposing and pinching at this time. However, he is able to make a full closed fist, and his grip strength is plus 5 over 5. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for his left knee, where the claimant does have some osteoarthritis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to decreased ability to oppose and pinch. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue at this time. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, secondary to macular degeneration. He does have some difficulty in communicating without limitations, secondary to decreased memory and cognitive function, but has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, bilateral knee swelling, secondary to degenerative joint disease from osteoarthritis, mostly on the left side, appears to be stable. Number 2, headaches, dash being treated at this time, etiology unknown, but appears to be fairly well controlled. Number 3, back problems, secondary to multiple small herniated discs and lumbar sacral radiculitis, dash fairly normal physical exam at this time and normal x-rays. Number 1, cirrhosis of the liver, secondary to alcohol abuse, not confirmed with medical records. The claimant also appears to have some mild decrease in memory and cognitive function, which may be coming from a mild dementia from his alcohol abuse. This is the end of the dictation for claimant by the name of Margarito Cárdenas.